problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem. I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem.
Hey, welcome to Dating Down Under.
Hello and welcome.
Oh, I didn't introduce you yet though.
I know, you were looking at me and I was like, do I have to say something? Fucking hell.
It's okay. We're gonna get better right now.
I hate us. We're
I'm
so
just
dumb.
Fucking with you. I'm fucking with you.
I know. Hi everyone. Welcome to Dating Down Under Podcast. I'm taking over the intro. Suck shit. No, you didn't. I haven't prepared anything.
Well, I am one of your hosts, the one that doesn't matter. And in front of me, I have the lovely, the most wonderful, the literally wasting away.
Stop it.
She looks so good, everybody.
Nice.
The real talent in the room.
Stop that.
Mahalia
Luke.
Brown.
Oh, shit. Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Sorry. No. No.
Hello, everybody. Thanks for having me again. Oh, I don't have to thank you for having me because this is my show now.
Yeah, this is yours.
I guess thanks for listening, guys. Is anyone even listening? I don't know.
I think a couple of people are, you know?
Yeah, good.
Just a couple.
Just like mum and dad. No, yeah. I haven't even told mum and dad I'm doing this.
My mom and dad.
Oh, God, no.
Oh, God. Hell
I'm
no.
A virgin.
And then in the studio booth.
Hello.
No, you've
no,
come.
No, hold on. Oh, wonderful.
She does this every
the most amazing.
The one with the real talent.
The beautiful. Luke, what's your last name?
Warlow.
Luke.
Wallow.
Wallow. What the fuck is
Wallow.
That?
Wallow.
Wallow. Yes. Wallow. Yeah. Luke, say hi.
Woo.
Hello.
How are you?
That bombed, didn't it?
No. We're going to get better at this. Yeah. My name's Jose, the unimportant one. But can I just say how we were supposed to have a show on Saturday and we didn't.
Why
because,
was that?
I wonder why. Luke?
Someone had other plans.
I was at a wedding up in Bris Vegas, the city of dreams.
How
Brisbane.
Was it?
Yeah, it was tops. It was really, really good. I was a groomsman. And
stop it.
Was a wonderful
You've got
day.
Friends. That's so cute.
Oh
bless
thanks.
Your
country. Bullshit, Mahalia. You know this fucker doesn't have friends. He was balls deep inside of his girlfriend.
Oh, my God, mate. Hey, whoa, that's taking it too far. Luke doesn't like that. Oh.
Yeah, no, I don't like that.
So are you saying that you weren't balls deep?
Well, to be honest, there was no wedding at all. I was just trying to avoid having to come on this show. Then you guys kept pushing and asked for other dates, and I figured it would get awkward. So we're here.
God, I feel
we're
so
all
anxious.
Here. It's your favorite team. We're back.
Luke, I don't want to be here either, to be honest.
Fuck it. I don't want to be here either. I'm going home. It's a Tuesday, and we are at the Esplanade Hotel.
Oh, I love that you didn't call it the Hotel Esplanade, you big dork.
Oh, the Espy. I know. I am a fucking dork, but that's just me. What can I do?
Yeah, we're at the Espy. It's so nice here. I really think if people come down, have a little look in this room near the dining area. Oh, it's so lovely.
It's amazing. We have so many fans outside too. It's crazy.
I know. I can see like one. Hello.
I think somebody's.
It's my stalker. He comes everywhere.
No, we got the bathroom right in front of us.
He comes on everything. Everyone, fuck. What's happened?
Oh,
anyway,
God.
Tell me more about how much I'm wasting away.
Yes, you are wasting away. You are totally wasting away. But Mahalia, the show's not about you. It's not about me. And it's not about Luke. It's about the listeners.
Yes.
Oh, can
and
you?
Yeah,
let's thank them. They're the ones that are like, thank you.
I know how nice. I didn't know. To be honest, I was a bit like when I was doing this, I was like, I'm going to do this podcast. And I was like, is anyone going to listen? And does anyone actually care? But we've had that much fan mail. We haven't had any fan mail.
I know.
There's been no fan.
Maybe IG, every once in a while I get an IG message and here and there, but let me run down some numbers for you, all right?
Hit me.
We now have 434 followers on Spotify.
Oh, that's a bit.
That's, yeah.
We're going straight to Hollywood.
I mean, if we would have had maybe like 10 or 15, I would have been fucking happy. You know
what
I mean? But 434, big
time. How many did we have before season two?
Before season two, we had a little over 300.
Oh, they've all followed because of me.
Seriously?
Me.
Oh, yeah.
No, really.
She's the big star.
What a dickhead.
And the last episode, we had 501 listens.
Bloody hell.
Yeah.
That's a bit.
So in 3 weeks, we had 500. I mean, wow.
Wow.
Isn't that great?
God,
I'm
going to retire.
I'm flabbergasted. I'm literally flabbergasted.
Do we get superannuation for this? Because I've got none.
Did you get any feedback from our last show?
Oh, everyone hates you and loves me, loves Luke. I think me and Luke will go do a podcast together, Luke.
Yeah, say we split off. Get rid of Jose.
Okay, done.
Yeah.
Which one's good. Jose? Is that Josie? Josie.
Who is that guy?
I've never said your name. Did you know that? Not that we need to say each other's name when we're together.
I actually say your name all the time.
I know. Mahalia. Never said your name because I'm so nervous that I'll stuff it up.
Oh, how'd you say
I'm
it?
Always like, Josie and the Pussycats.
Yeah, Josie's cool. Every single Uber driver in this city calls me Hose.
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 I get called Michaela.
This is the
Jose and the Michaela show. Woo! And the Rook? I don't know.
Let's go with it.
We're not doing our podcast anymore, are we, Luke?
Yeah, seriously.
I'm blowing up with a shit joke.
Sorry, I've got a wedding.
Yeah. It's balls deep in his.
Oh my God. So.
I didn't mean to say sister.
Fuck.
Oh my God, sorry.
You guys are terrible.
All right. Anyway. What's on for today?
Well, what's on for today? We have a lot to get through today, as long as you guys are done talking with each other and forth.
Yeah, I'm back.
But just to let you know, I've copywritten Dating Down Under, so come up with a better name than that. Go for it. I dare you.
We wouldn't touch it.
I don't want Dating Down Under. It stings.
I'm heartbroken more so than I ever was.
Nah, Dating Down Under can stay. We'll do
We might go through a rebrand. Who knows?
Yeah.
Why not? Maybe.
Maybe.
No, just kidding. No, we're not going to rebrand.
Okay.
Not anytime soon, anyways.
I got nervous. I didn't know what to say. Okay.
No, perhaps.
Whatever. It's up to you.
Anyways, just really, seriously, thanks to everybody that's listened. That's really big time for us.
Yeah.
I don't know about Mahalia, how you feel about that, but I'm absolutely really grateful.
Yeah, it's so lovely. It's been really nice because I've had a few messages, probably just from my girlfriends, actually, that have listened. Not anyone that I haven't known, but they've loved it. So thank you for listening. It means a lot. I think my little friend Sarah and another friend Lauren listen. So here's your shout out, bitches.
Shout outs. Hey, and speaking of shout outs, we have to send out a big, huge, warm welcome to our winner of our last giveaway.
Yes.
$100 to the ESPY went to Emma Littlejohn.
Emma Littlejohn. Yeah, girl.
Yeah. Congratulations.
We'll be sending that over.
Yeah. So I have it. It's in the mail.
Was she excited?
She was very excited.
Oh, good. Did she send you a nude or something as a thanks?
No. I think it's
Emma
one of my...
Emma Littlejohn. How dare you? Show us your Littlejohn.
Yeah. Show us your Littlejohn.
Emma, show us your Littlejohn.
She is a nice girl.
Sorry,
okay.
Don't show it then. Show us your big John.
Emma, thanks so much for participating. You're the big winner. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks to everyone who commented and everything. That's cool.
Yeah, that was really cool.
We've made it.
We picked up a lot. We picked up a lot of followers that way.
That's good.
It was the intention.
Yeah. So hello to our new followers.
Yeah.
Sorry for all this dribble for the past 10 minutes. We'll get into it soon.
One of the things that a lot of people were messaging me and were commenting were saying how actually fantastic you were.
Oh.
Yeah. And just your entertainment bug was coming exuding out of you.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah, well, I guess I can't really help it. It's just how I'm programmed. I think I've always been like this.
It's in your DNA.
Yeah. I mean, I don't really know what it is because it's just me, so I can't tell what I'm doing, but it's just chatting away and making silly voices, I think.
I mean, look, you were telling me the last time we got together, it's like a thing since you were like 8 years old.
Well, do you know what? Yeah. So when I was in grade two, up until that stage, so I was 10, I was really shy, like painfully shy to the point I couldn't even get a family photo. I remember one trip to Tasmania with my family 1 year. I ended up with welts on my bum from my dad smacking me because I refused to have my photo taken with the whole family.
Yeah.
And I was just too shy. I'm like, I can't go out there. I don't want to do it. Like crying. And it was so ridiculous.
You?
Yeah,
shy?
Right? I know. Now I'm like, give me the camera.
You're weird as fuck now.
I know. Why am I like this? Help me. But anyway, in grade two, my grade two teacher, Mrs. Sideropoulos, who we used to say, Mrs. Sideropoulos is a hippopotamus.
She also sounds like an STD. But okay,
yeah. Sideropoulos. She could have had a few. But one day she was like, so every Friday you guys are going to get up, you're going to do a little play, you're going to perform in the afternoon, you will have rehearsed it through the weeks, we'll do it like that. And I was like, this is a nightmare. I'm never going back to school again. I'm not fucking doing that.
Uh-huh.
But she forced me to do it and I did it and I was just like, oh my shit, this is
it opened
me.
Up a whole new world
it
for
did.
You.
And then I was a psychopath. I was like, okay, so I've like written and directed and I'm playing the extras, but I'm also playing the lead role, the mum, the dad, the tree, the everything. You can stand there and watch me. And I was like this little Nazi kid just blah, blah, blah. Anyway.
When did all these voices start popping up? Because
so
yeah, go for it. Tell us.
I remember practicing in the yard or just talking to some kid who was a bit older than me. And he was like, do you ever speak with your real voice? And I was like, what the fuck's he talking about? And I was like, oh, God, I'm weird. And I just didn't realize. But I think I've always just spoken in all these little weird voices. Yeah. And that's just led to the cartoon shit.
I don't think they're weird voices. They're actually really good voices. They're like little tiny characters that live inside your head.
I know.
It's nutty.
But as well, I went into therapy. I've been in and out of therapy a little bit from some issues here and there. I know, got pretty heavy. But
she's fucking crazy, Luke. She's
now,
crazy.
Do you know what? I'm okay to admit it because what are you doing?
Oh, sorry. I'm giving my microphone a blowjob.
I thought so. What the fuck?
I'm trying to look to everybody that doesn't know what we're doing. I'm trying to tell them how you put your mouth
into the microphone. Oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah. Hello.
Yeah, can you stop swaying so much, please?
Sorry. Oh my God.
That one glass of white wine is running through her.
Fuck. Sorry. Okay. So where was I? Oh, so I've been taught that it's a coping mechanism from when I was younger and going through some weird shit at home, weird shit as in heavy shit that was going on in my family life.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I was the one to always be trying to make everyone laugh and make everything okay. And so I think that's kind of between that and my grade two teacher doing that, it just all, I don't know, manifested into this performing arty weird bitch.
Dude, that's amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, that's literally like, I think I was just listening to like Robert Downey Jr. and how his dad like made him smoke pot and do all this kind of crazy shit like when he was younger, when he was like a little kid.
Yeah.
When he was like 6 or 8 years old, he's already smoking weed. Yeah. Yeah, so I mean, just your life experiences have put you in a position to entertain others.
Yeah, and so it's like what was happening at home was really awful, and it's the worst thing in the world for my family. But it's a positive for me because it's my whole entire life, and that's what drives me. Like that's been my number one focus since I was 8 years old. It's almost like 30 years. And just kidding, I'm only 25.
She's really 26.
Shut up.
Okay, so with all these weird characters running around in your head, how have the men responded to your craziness throughout the years? They haven't. That's the real question.
Well, do you know what? I think when people get to know me, I do that as a pretty like quick front to people, and I think it's a way of me making people at arm's length, and also being the funny one in the room is always what I'm kind of aiming to do. That's so weird. I don't know why I'm like that. I said why I was like that. That's exactly why I'm like that.
But it's the performer inside of you that wants to be the main star. Yeah.
Some guys love it and they think it's so great, but then other guys are just a bit like, oh, that's a bit weird. And I've consciously, when I've been on dates, had to be like, don't show them you're full crazy yet.
Yeah.
But even my full crazy, I'm actually not crazy. I'm pretty centered and level-headed. It's just me being pretty silly and like just always being a dick and always happy to make myself look like an absolute dickhead in order to make other people laugh. And I just don't give a shit. I actually don't care.
No, I mean, that's good. I mean, look, you've gotten to the point where you don't give a shit anymore. You know what I mean? Because when you did give a shit, that's when people were like, oh, well, that's not the real you, and you didn't really connect with other people, you know?
Yeah. So I don't know. But then it's also like that thing of I've always had people tell me, you've got to find someone that likes you for all your crazy, weird little quirks. Mm-hmm. And that's true. But then I've also a lot of the time tried to not show that side of me as well because I've been single for so long and I'm like, maybe I'm actually mental and people just, I don't know.
Let me just tell you, everybody thinks that they're a little mental.
Yes.
You know, everybody has weird shit that they do by themselves when nobody else is looking, like jumping up and down, like hitting the game-winning shot in an NBA finals game. Totally not me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Dancing around in your kitchen while you're making food. Like that's the weird shit that you do.
I just do all these weird voices and be a dickhead. But the guy that I'm seeing at the moment, I said to him early on, I was like, God, it's so nice to find someone that I can just be an absolute dickhead with and it'd be okay. And he's like, maybe that's why I like you though. And I was like,
I fucking love that.
What?
That's what everybody's looking for.
Yeah, right.
Everybody's looking for somebody to put up with their fucking weird shit.
I know. So that's a little backstory on Mahalia Brown.
That's good. Look, no. Putting up with weird shit is, I think, everybody's downfall, you know, because sometimes you can put up with somebody's weird shit or somebody's crazy little quirks.
Yeah.
And then other times it just rubs you the wrong way and you're just incompatible.
Yeah, and that's fine.
Speaking on that fucking topic about your boy, how are things going with the guy? Yeah, tell me how are things are going with the dude.
I'm still being cagey. Hasn't even been. Oh, no, it's been 6 weeks today. Happy anniversary.
Oh, shit.
Things are getting real.
That's a big mark right there.
Yeah, right.
Is he putting up with all your weird shit?
Yeah, and I'm putting up with all his weird shit.
Have you said I love you yet?
God, no. It's far too soon for
Has
that.
Has he said I love you?
No.
I think you guys have said I love you.
No, we haven't
yes,
at all.
Yes, you fucking
we
have.
We actually haven't. Oh, my God. Really? I just freaked out because I was like, what if he listens to this and he'll be like, she loves me.
Okay, hold on. Just yes. Right now, on air,
yeah.
Do you or do you not love him?
Fuck off. That's mean.
Oops.
I really like this guy. The end. Let's move on. Anyway, how are you going? And tell me about your heartbreak. How are you feeling today? Scale of one to misery guts. Where
what,
you at?
What the fucking fuck?
What do you mean?
We were having a great show and then all of a sudden you bring this up?
This is because you want to be real on this show. And last time we spoke, you were pretty bloody devo.
Well, since my baby left me, will I find a new place to dwell? Well, it's down at the end of Lone Street, that heartbreak hotel.
I am so
and you
devastated.
Still are, aren't you? Yeah.
I am still devastated. And I think this weekend really it really pointed at the fact of how like heartbroken I was.
Because
I'm still saying, like, things have not diminished one single bit, you know? This last weekend, for all our American listeners, Father's Day, I think, rolls around sometime in May?
I think it's May, yeah.
Or like June really or something. Know, yeah. So it's something like that. And here, on the other hand, Father's Day was this Sunday. So Happy Father's Day to everybody listening.
Happy Father's Day.
I think that was a really hard pill to take because I remember last year during Father's Day last year. And one of the things that I really loved most about being with this girl was how much she loved her family.
Mm-hmm.
And she went out of her way. Her dad is not the type of person to like gifts
yep.
and like parties and like, you know, festive things.
Yeah.
But, she would still go out of her way to try to make things special for him.
Yeah.
And I really like that, you know?
Yeah. She's a good family girl.
Yeah. Because most people would just fuck everything off and just like, oh, my dad doesn't like that. Well, fuck him. Like, you know, move on. But no, she actually made a conscious effort. And one of the things you know, the memories that I have of our time together have been really good.
Mm-hmm.
those are really great memories. And every time I think about those, it makes me smile.
Yeah.
So those aren't the bad memories that I take away.
Yeah.
It's the shit that we didn't get to experience together.
Oh, God.
You know,
duh.
That's the shit that fucking gets me.
How are you meant to get over this?
I don't know.
I'm
have
confused
no idea.
Because you're quite hell-bent on the fact that you're not going to get over this.
It's not that, yeah.
Yes, you are. I think you're in a bit of a rut at the moment in thinking this is never going to change. And
yeah, you know, I think what it comes down to, you know, a lot of people are experiencing the same thing I'm experiencing. And what it comes down to is that I don't think I want to let it go.
Yeah, I know.
Because I don't know if I can right now.
Yeah.
But I don't want to let it go because it's just driven me so much for the last 2 months.
And yeah.
No matter how many wins I get, and I've had a lot of wins these last 2 months, the very first go-to person that I want to tell about is like calling her up and saying like, hey, like, guess what fucking just happened to me? Like, you'd be so proud. And you know, and
what would happen if you called her up and asked her to catch up and just put it all on the line and said, what's happening?
No, you know, I think she was very clear that she wanted time and space. And, what kind of man would I be if I try to throw in, drama into that, like fire
pile,
like, you know?
It's been 7 months though. I think, don't you deserve to have some closure or some...
I don't deserve... I don't fucking deserve anything, Mahalia. To be honest with you, that's how I feel because I've been...
Why? Because you've cheated in the past and you've been a player and all that shit.
Right.
That's okay.
Look, for the first time in my adult life, to be completely honest with you, in my 36 years in my life, this is the first and only relationship that I was actually really completely and honestly true.
I know.
Where I could look in the mirror, look at myself and say, you know what? You're a fucking good boyfriend.
Yeah.
Did everything possible.
Yeah.
And you just fucking weren't good enough for her. You know what I mean? That's what it fucking
I don't think it's
to.
About you not being good enough. That's so easy. I've done this for the last 10 years of all these little mini heartbreaks everywhere, being like, I'm just not good enough for that person. I'm not good enough. And that's what I said to myself over and over and over again. And it's just so not true. It's not you're not being good enough.
It's not that I'm not good enough in an overall sense, because my ego stretches the fucking size of this place. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it can fill the SP by itself. And but that's not it. It's just whatever it was that you know, because she was going through some hard issues herself,
yeah.
she needed time and space, and I needed to respect that, you know?
Yeah.
And now it's been so long where it's kind of like in a very weird spot, because even if she did want to reach out and communicate, I think it's just been too long.
Yeah. Do you actually think that you'd get back together?
I mean, in a fucking heartbeat, obviously,
yes.
But you know what, if that were the case, then I'm sure by now, what are we in September?
Yeah.
I would have already heard from her, you know, at least somewhere down the line.
Oh God, it's hard.
Yeah, it just drives, oh fuck.
As much as you like, yeah, like 90% of you believes that, but then there's that 10% where it's like, but maybe if I give her another month, maybe, is that where you're at kind of thing?
And
you're,
basically.
Yeah, that's not fair.
No, but you know what? Fuck all that. I don't give a shit how, you know, I may not ever get another opportunity with this person ever again.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can live with that. Well, no, I'm sure I can live with that, right?
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah.
But I'm using that fucking heartbreak to drive me
in
places that I have never gone before.
Yeah.
You know, when, you know, and I don't know if this happens to you, when you go through a breakup, you click on that little switch and you just say like, no, I'm going to get better. I'm personally going to use this to fuel myself.
Absolutely.
I'm in the gym. I'm literally in the gym and I'm just like cranking shit out.
That's
and I'm just
so
like,
good.
No, because if I ever have that opportunity again, I want to make sure that I have zero excuse for not just her, but just anybody else. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like to look at me and just be like, okay, yes, you have a ton of baggage.
Yeah.
but at the same time, like I'm going to overlook that because you are actually a better version of yourself every single day, you know, moving forward.
And this is what I said earlier, that whenever you go through a breakup or any shit time in your life, you always become a better version of yourself. It's just inevitable.
For sure.
You learn from it and you do get more driven, even if it's just for those initial couple of months. Yeah. You're driven at the gym, you're driven at seeing all your friends and family and connecting with those people again and building all of that world for you. And then you can't help but be more happy.
And then, look, remember last show we were talking about differences in dating between 20s and 30s,
mm-hmm.
right? Cheating between 20s and 30s is also significantly different, you know?
Yeah. But
because when I was all throughout my 20s, I was the biggest fucking fuckboy.
I know. And I actually want to ask you questions about this.
Good. Ask me more questions about that and less about my heartbreak. And
So we're done with the heartbreak. we'll touch on that next time.
So that's kind of the thing. And like now that I'm like 30, I know exactly how painful it is to see that other person go through it when they actually find out. I mean, it's a fucking wreck, man.
Can I ask you some questions?
Ask away. Let's do it.
Because I was thinking about this through the week. I was like, I've had a few instances with friends being cheated on and everything. And then it made me think of you because I know you've been the cheater. And I feel like I'm like, you're the devil's advocate. And I'm the one. No, wait. How am I putting this?
No. You're totally right. Because I know your views on cheating. You're just totally against it.
Yeah.
That's where you draw the line in the sand, and you're just like, nope, nobody else. No, that's not happening in my relationship, right?
Absolutely. But I also know that I've got some very strong female friends who are legends. They're lovely, and they're like, they're just strong people.
Yeah.
But they've been cheated on, and they've taken these people back. Have you cheated on people in the past and they've taken you back?
Yes, everyone.
And how did you?
Every single one.
Because you got the talk, hey?
There's a lot of reasons. Look, when you cheat on somebody, obviously from the cheater's point of view, you're trying to look for validation in other places and that sort of thing. The other person has zero clue that it's coming at you. So instantly, the very first thing that they have to go through is blaming themselves. Like, what is it that I did that made him cheat?
Oh,
and that's the fucking worst, you know?
That's horrible. I hate that. It's
when you're
bullshit.
In your 20s, how do you not think that, you know?
Yeah, I know. You just think it's all you just being not enough. Again, I'm not good enough.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
But when you're in like your 30s, 40s, look, it is devastating no matter how old you are.
Yeah.
However, in your 30s, you know very well.
They've got other shit going on. Yeah. It's about them.
It's yeah. about them and it's not about you.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
I'll tell you a quick little story.
Ooh, tell me.
So this is the reason why I became a fuckboy. Okay? Fuck girls produce fuckboys and fuckboys produce fuckgirls.
Okay.
All right. My very first girlfriend cheated on me. And I never got out of my system. And I always thought, this was when I was 16.
Oh my God.
You know where I'm going with this.
Similar story.
And at 16, I vowed, literally vowed to myself, no one will ever get off on me unless I do it first. So whenever I had an opportunity to cheat, it was like, boom, I'm on it. Why not? Because like,
you're just protecting yourself. Or like,
yeah. Because I knew if the other person cheats, oh, well, guess what? I'm already there.
Oh.
I already have something in my back pocket to throw at you.
That is psycho.
That is psycho. But no, but.
But it makes sense. I know this guy that I would have met when I was like maybe 25 and he was 21 and he'd been sleeping around a lot. And
Cougar.
He was an asshole. No, I wasn't sleeping with him.
Oh, okay.
But he was just in the group of people that I knew. And it turns out I was always like, this guy's an actual asshole. Like, he has sex with girls and then he literally kicks them out of his bed when it's done and he's just horrible. And it turned out that he'd been cheated on when he was 16 as well, and he just never got over it.
Yeah.
And it's just like, but when will you get over it? You were 16.
For guys, look, I'm gonna put my professor hat for a second really quick. A man doesn't actually emotionally mature until he's like 43.
Is that actually right?
That's an actual psychological thing.
43. So you're not emotionally mature yet. Luke's definitely not.
Luke is he was ball deep in his girlfriend. So no, there's no emotional there.
All right, guys. Cheers. Fire out.
He's going to get so annoyed at the girlfriend jokes. He'll be like, babe, I'm starting to do this podcast. You got to, oh, no, no, they canceled it. Yeah, don't worry about it.
Yeah, I'm not going to be telling her about it.
No, absolutely not. And what's
you
her know, name?
Let's just throw all the cards out on the table. You cheat on your girlfriend, right, Luke?
Oh my God, Luke.
Me?
Yeah.
No.
Bastard.
No, you're a good boy and that's good. Have you ever been cheated on, Luke?
No, I haven't either.
That's why.
Aww.
He's a good boy, but I'm sure he comes from a good family and, right? Is that good? Safe to assume?
Yeah.
I
come from a pretty good family. Yep, we're well off and everything like that.
I'll be right up front. You know that, you don't know because it's the first time that I'm going to tell you and hopefully my parents don't listen to it, but cheating has actually run in my family.
Ah, right.
Yeah. We can get into it a little
Learned
bit later
behavior.
On, but it's, yeah. So I didn't pick it up for my dad, but it's just, I might be in the fucking genes. I don't know.
Yeah. Bloody hell.
It's tough. Look, it reminds me. I have this fucking friend that told me this story just a little while ago. Okay. Mm-hmm. So her friend, right?
Yes.
Goes to this fucking party.
Yeah.
And they're in their early 20s.
Okay.
Early 20s, house party. They're getting messed up out of their minds, right?
Yeah, sounds fun.
And the boyfriend, we'll call him Max.
Max. Ugh, Max, you dirty dog.
Because it sounds like a dog. Yeah, you fucking dog.
Or is it the girl? Who knows?
We won't even give her a name. But so Max was throwing up in the bathroom. Mm-hmm. And this girl is basically, you know, an angel girlfriend taking care of him.
Yeah.
And he puts his phone on the,
washroom.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
His phone is going off like no tomorrow.
Ugh, classic Max.
Vibrating. And all of a sudden she takes a look.
Yeah.
And she ignores like the first couple of messages.
Yeah.
Picks it back up again, goes through it, asks her boyfriend at the
Max.
Time in the middle of the toilet, asks him what, you know, what's your passcode?
Yeah.
Opens it up. Has all these DMs on Insta.
Oh, from girls?
Girls.
Of course they're from girls.
From girls, from ex-girlfriends.
And was he writing to them? Like, were they just, okay, they weren't just like replying to a story or something?
No, these weren't little hard eyes all over the place. Yeah. No, these were like legit eggplant emojis. Pictures being sent. Yeah.
Naughty.
Yeah, but I mean, how else are you gonna
do
it? And so
what did she do?
So she ends up taking care of him still, but the whole time that he's throwing up, continuously, she's like being angry at him. He's slapping him around. Can't fucking believe
it.
Did
she screenshot the shit and like send it to herself so she had it on
her
phone or anything?
She did.
I would have done that too.
How incredibly smart in that stance. You're already fucked up.
No.
And you're just like,
yeah.
Yeah,
oh my God.
Guys would have never done that, right?
Yeah.
Girls, on the other
hand.
Yeah, she totally she screenshotted everything and sent them all to her so that she would not forget the next day.
Yeah, and then also then she has those girls' names so then she can stalk them and go real full crazy.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
That's exactly what I would have done.
So the story doesn't just end there. Obviously, she's fucking completely gutted, crying like crazy.
Yeah.
You know? And I know that type of cry. And it, Mahalia, I never want to see anybody go through that fucking pain.
Oh, God.
Because it is awful.
Yep.
You know, it hurts me.
It's just heartbreak. Yeah. It's not nice.
It hurts me.
So what? Did she break up with him the next day or what happened?
No. So she kind of like internalized it a little bit. Mm-hmm. And she wanted to reach out to him because she was expecting him to be completely apologetic and saying like, hey,
yes,
I want you back.
Try and win her back.
Like, please, please, please.
And he didn't.
Fucking Max? Nope. Nothing. This motherfucker did not even send her a message.
What do you mean?
For 3 days until she messaged him.
How long have they been seeing each other? Or their boyfriend, girlfriend?
Oh, for like almost a year.
That is horrible.
They've been together for a while.
Oh my God. It's because he just knew there was nothing to say.
Well, that's what his excuse was.
Yeah.
Like, oh, whatever I say, like, isn't really going to make a difference.
Yes.
But it's like, dude, if you love your girl, if you're all about it, then why not just fucking.
He's just a little shit.
Bite
doesn't
the
give
bullet.
A shit.
Doesn't give
but
a shit.
But like,
yeah.
He clearly doesn't give a shit though because he's messaging other girls. So, oh, that would be so mean. That's awful. How old are these people?
Early 20s. So instantly guess what fucking happens. What does she do?
She goes on a bender. I don't know.
No, she takes him back and she tries to work things out.
No, she doesn't. And so they're still together now.
They're still together now, yeah.
Oh, my God.
And they're trying to work things out. And one of the things, fucking smart girl for her,
yeah.
She asked him for his PIN, for his code,
yeah.
And is like now going through his phone with him present.
Yes. Well, I had a friend who was quite badly cheated on. And she stayed with this guy for a year and she used to like get his passcode and make him not have a passcode, I think it was, just so she could check. Because how can you not be paranoid? Like if you're cheated on by someone and you stay with them, how on earth can you ever win that trust back?
Well, but see, that's the thing because a lot of people place trust in different like levels, in different categories. So there's a lot of people that have trust as like their number one relationship goal, you know?
Yeah.
And if that ever gets broken, chances are that relationship it has very, very little chance of getting back together.
I think so too, yeah.
If you cheated on me, I would probably understand. You know, I would probably understand because it's probably a need that you're having, like completely independent of what I'm doing as a boyfriend, right?
Oh, that's big of you to understand. But that's because you've been the cheater before.
Do you want me to tell you the actual fucking secret of a long lasting relationship?
Cheating on your bitch. Luke, am I right?
Yeah.
Cheating what? No. Fuck you guys. God, why am I the voice of reason today?
Mate, I'm not a cheater. You're the big fuck boy in the room.
I know.
I'm a golden girl.
Hey, I've been clean. That's how I view it. Seriously. I view it as Cheaters Anonymous.
Okay.
Not so anonymous anymore, but yeah, like seriously, that's exactly what happens. Anyways.
What were you going to tell me?
Yes, the key, the number one key to a relationship. It's more than communication.
Okay. It's good sex. Anal.
Oh,
fuck, I don't know.
Anal.
Sorry about that.
Let me rip him open.
Oh my God.
Mahalia. So we all know what Mahalia's been doing this weekend.
No, I can't. Can I get a pillow, please?
Oh, does it hurt that bad?
No, I am not doing that. I did not.
Do you need like a little donut for your butt?
Do you need a donut for your face? Oh, it doesn't even make sense. It's stupid. I'm embarrassed.
It is forgiveness.
Oh, look at you, golden hour boy. Golden hour, golden boy. Just golden boy.
Hey, golden
I was
boy.
Thinking the golden hour you know, with the sun.
No, but I'm being serious. It's forgiveness because how many times in a relationship is your partner going to fuck up?
Yeah, but cheating, you can actually like be with someone who's been cheating on you.
Absolutely, because you need that person to change. Significant,
but
fundamental
how can you trust
change.
And do they ever change? I don't know.
But that's the thing. Like you have to go through some fundamental changes, not only in your life, but your lifestyle in order to get through whatever it is that made you cheat in the first place.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, and that.
God, you're so wise.
Oh, thanks.
Look at you go. Proud of you.
Yeah, you know, after a couple of failed relationships, you start learning a thing or two.
Yeah. just quickly, what would, if you were going to cheat again, like what are some really sneaky things that you do? Because like, I don't know if these are sneaky things. I'm just thinking of like when my girlfriends have dated people, like recently one of my good friends was seeing this guy and straight away he was just so into her, like, oh my God, I've never met anyone like you. I really enjoy your company. I just, oh my God, I want to be around you all the time. A month in, it just starts to peter off just a little bit. See ya later. And I was like, classic guy, jumped the gun too
sure.
soon.
For sure.
I think he just freaked himself out. But it lasted for 4 months and she could just feel, yeah. But towards the end, like in the last month, she was so anxious. She's like, I'm barely seeing this guy. He comes over late Saturday night, leaves early Sunday morning. And like that's, if you're seeing someone for that long, it's like, Come on, it's four months.
You put in the time and you put in the effort.
You're going
absolutely.
For a little day thing on the Sunday. And he just was always hanging with the boys, always having something on with the boys on the weekend and she was never invited to it. It finally got to the point where she was just like, do you know what? I actually deserve so much more than this. So she called him. I was like, just call him, be really level-headed, have a adult talk with him.
Yeah, yeah.
And she's just voiced all her concerns and she was like, I'm pretty much done. I was like, you got to put the scare up him, say
but
you're
does
done.
Does she think he's cheating on her?
No, see, this isn't the cheating thing. She just kind of started feeling that he was pulling away. But he'd said that he'd gone off the apps and that he wasn't seeing anyone else.
Uh-huh.
But we were both like, oh, a little bit of us was like,
this motherfucker's on Hinge, isn't he?
Yeah, well. So that weekend, before the weekend, quick story, she called him, had a good chat with him, was like, I'm pretty much done, I deserve more. And he's like, oh my God, I'm a dickhead, I'm really sorry, I'm going to make more of an effort.
Good.
When can I see you over the weekend? So that's when he came over late on the Sunday night, they're spooning on the couch, go to bed, then he leaves early Sunday morning and she's just like a bit pissed off and I don't know. So anyway, she played netball on the Tuesday night. Someone on the court goes, are you still seeing Pharaoh, my guy Pharaoh? And she's like, yeah, why? And she's like, oh, nothing, I'll tell you after the game. And by this stage, my friend was already about to tear him to shreds because he needed a bit of time to think things through. I'm really sad at the moment. I don't know what I'm thinking.
Dude, tell me that wasn't the girl that he was messaging.
He messaged her when he was on the couch at my friend's house that Saturday night being like, hey, babe, do you want to catch up for a drink soon? How rude. So it's not cheating, but it's also like you had the opportunity the weekend before to say, yeah, I'm not giving you a lot because I'm actually not into it. So let's call it quits here. But instead, no, baby, I want to make an effort. So yeah, it's just so many forms of cheating.
Oh, hell yeah. No, and here's the thing. If you're going to cheat on your partner, there's so many smarter ways to go about.
This is the
how-to, yes. The how-to section of the show.
Because I want to start cheating on my guy that I'm saying, what a dickhead.
Ooh, okay. Well,
first off,
it is way easier to cheat if you have an Android than if you have an iPhone.
What do you mean?
I swear, because like on your Android, everything's customizable.
What's that mean? What do you mean?
I can hear the collective fucking voice of Melbourne dudes going like, no, shut the fuck up.
Oh my God. Yeah. So what do you mean? Like as in,
so,
I don't get it.
Okay, so in your iPhone, you have an actual vault that you can access.
Yes.
And anybody can access your vault if they know what they're looking for.
Okay.
Right? But on Android, for example, there's so many different apps that you can literally be on your phone messing around with that one singular app.
Yeah.
And you might be messaging somebody else, but then 2 seconds later, bam, it changes to another screen.
I'm
and it's
so
completely
confused.
Hidden. I know you're looking at me like, what the fuck are you talking about?
No. Okay, so you've got an Android because you're a big fuckboy. Got it. Luke, what have you got?
Yeah, I have a Samsung. I've got an Android. This is new information, I swear to God.
Well, I've got an iPhone because I'm perfect.
Look, if you were going to cheat on your girl now, right? First off, you don't shit where you sleep.
Okay.
You would want to find a girl or a guy that was completely off on like the other side of town.
Well, yeah, because imagine like I live in this area where the SB is and imagine if I was cheating the guy.
South
like,
side.
Do you want, yeah, South side. Motherfucker, what was that song? Doesn't matter. Anyway, I imagine that would be a bit nerve-wracking. If you're doing the old cheaty.
Yeah, you can't shit where you sleep.
No.
So you got to make sure that you find somebody that's far enough away that you'll know that you'll never run into them while you're with your main.
What else? Tell me.
One. Okay, so what else? What else can you do? Oh my God, what else did I did a lot of crazy shit.
Do you tell the other person that you're cheating?
Business hours. Business hours are from 9 to 5.
Business, like sexy business?
Sexy business, yeah, absolutely. You're messaging like between works, like in the bathroom, like during in the middle of projects, in the middle of meetings.
Oh my
you're
gosh.
Going back and forth,
I think
right?
I'm pregnant. I'm so sexy. Stop it.
And at 5 o'clock, you're just like, oh my God, you know, you give this wild excuse, but if you set parameters in place, the other person doesn't have to know, but you set expectations real early on with your side piece saying, I will not communicate with my side piece from 5 p.m. to 8 a.m. the next day.
Oh my goodness. Does the side piece know they're a side piece, or do they think they're a real piece of ass?
Oh, they think they're a real piece. Absolutely.
Oh,
you want to make them
feel like they're
real. But you're such a busy guy, or you're such a busy girl that you don't have time.
Oh my gosh.
You're family oriented and you want to make sure that you have time.
Luke, get me out of here. I'm doing a podcast with a big fat player. No, you're not fat. You look really skinny.
Should I?
Have you been working out?
St. Kilda East at 45.
Give us a free membership. What?
Just saying, a couple free weeks. But no, that's what you would actually do. You would make them feel like they're just the world.
Oh.
You send them a good quote unquote good morning text at 10 a.m. And you send a good night text, because what you really want to do is you want to focus on your inner self, maybe go into a yoga class, cooking for yourself, and then falling asleep early.
To make yourself look really good.
Yeah, boy.
Oh, my Lord. You're
and
a master
in
manipulator.
Australia, what are Saturdays for, Luke?
The boys.
The boys.
Yeah, the boys. Oh, Lordy.
When you are out with your boys, that is the perfect excuse. And if you have a mate, if you have a boy that will, you know, take one in the chin for you, saying like, hey, man, I need you. I'm going to be with you tonight.
Okay,
done. I got you. I got your back just in case.
Oh,
that's what you do, because then you can see your side piece on a Saturday night.
Do you know, I feel like boys do this. They do the whole, they play
they
along with it.
Oh,
because
yeah,
maybe they've got
boy.
A conscience and they don't like it.
Mm.
I hate that. I was thinking about this one guy that did that to my friend, and the whole group was just completely lying. And so let's say there's 10 of them and they're all just happy to lie about it. Like, are you joking? Like, where did you grow up?
At the pinnacle.
Frankston.
Yeah, Frankston.
Fucking Frankston. Or,
Two Southside. That's two Southside. Look, when you at my pinnacle of cheating, one of my best friends would always have my back. And I know I would always be able to rely on him saying like, hey man, like I was with you. Or I would send him a quick text like, yo bro, I'm with you tonight. And he would know. And he would do the same thing with me.
Yeah,
and
so if a message in the morning from your girlfriend's like, I'll show you, I'll text him now and be like, what?
What do you talk? And here's the kicker here. When you're getting interrogated and somebody's questioning you, you double down on your shit. And you're just like, what the fuck are
you
talking
about? And you make them crazy? Yeah.
I was with fucking so-and-so this whole time. Here, look, go ahead and text him. Text
him
right now.
Who's the actor in this room?
Entertainment, baby. Entertainment.
I did it because I had a really weird upbringing when I was a kid, and then all of a sudden now I'm a fuckboy. Thanks, Mom and Dad.
Thank you. No, but so that's what you do. You double down on your shit and you just make sure, like, hey, like, no, this is it.
And you're so all against it. You fully believe in it. So
Am I
you
a
make
fucking
them
psychopath?
Or a clever master manipulator.
One or the other. But here's what real psychopaths have like in common with manipulators, right? Or or actors in this sense. They will make you believe what they believe.
Yes.
That's it. That's the fucking bottom line. They will make you believe it. And they will look you straight in the eye. They will lie to your face.
Yeah.
And that'll be it. And what
do
you do?
Well, as long as they believe it. Like, that's what I'm a really good liar. Like, I don't lie a lot, but I know that I can lie so easily because it's just acting to me. I'm like, you just go along with it and you make up a story and then you stick to it and people believe you because you're like, why would I lie?
Exactly. And now that I've kind of like come around 180, I have such a hard time even telling a white lie because I know there's a slippery slope right there where I'm like, okay, if I am so okay with having this one white fucking lie later on, it's going to turn into a fucking tsunami.
Oh, I know this. Yes.
You know what I mean?
I don't know if we have time for this story, but I have a big story about me being a liar and it like completely changing and ruining, but for the best, maybe for next time.
Maybe next time.
Ding, 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 ding. But now I'm just like, whoa. like, no lies, absolutely not.
Yeah, it just gets you
in trouble.
It really does. You can't keep up with your lies. Oh. It takes a lot of fucking energy to cheat on your fucking
partner.
And the
anxiety from it. Oh, my Lord. I just couldn't. No.
Can we just talk about how fucking tough girls have it? Look, guys and girls cheat at the same fucking rate, but girls have it fucking tough.
Do you think guys are more cheaty?
No, because girls are smarter and they have intuition and they understand.
Have their periods.
And they know. they bleed.
And we have to be skinny. Yeah. We have to shave our legs. We have to get hair extension. We have to get our nails done. We don't get paid enough at work. We get, what's that thing? Sexually harassed.
Exactly.
Anyway.
No, so it's a fucking, that's what I'm saying. It's hard being a girl, I think, harder than it is for a man.
Yeah.
Just for all the reasons that you just mentioned right now.
Yeah, right.
But they have a little thing called intuition.
Yeah.
And so they can feel when shit's going wrong, you know?
Yes. Well, this is funny you mentioned this because last week with my guy, I'm like hypersensitive. So, and another thing from my childhood is being sensitive to everyone around and making sure everyone's okay.
Oh, yeah.
And the whole making people happy and laughing. But
I have superpowers, Mahalia?
No. It's not super. Yes.
Yes, you do.
But I'm always so more sensitive to people's shifts in their moods and like, it's a blessing and a curse. Like I'm thankful that I'm like that because it means that I'm always like helping people and worrying about where they're at. But it's also really fucking annoying because I'm forever being like, are you being actually crazy? Has anything shifted? So my guy last week, I just felt something was just not quite right. But I was also really tired and I was like, don't bring it up. Don't do anything. But I could just feel it. And I was like, just don't say anything.
Oh,
wait till
shit.
You see him. And I'm like, just don't say anything. Snappy back. Don't even acknowledge it. It was honestly nothing. But I saw him when he was drunk. And he's like, oh, I just thought last night, like I was fucking hungry and I get really hangry. And I don't think I was very nice to you in messages. And I just kind of like was a bit, he's like, they weren't even bad messages, but I just wasn't very.
He was short, just not lovey-dovey. Yeah.
And I was like, well, that's my intuition. I'm a genius. I've got superpowers. But yeah, as females do have a good sense of when stuff is off, I think, particularly with cheating,
I would say. I mean, I don't know about you, but like I know there's a lot of girls from my past that they like as soon as they know something's off, they will bring it up straight away.
Yeah, right.
Oh, you know, and just look, I'm a hard 6.5, I think.
Aww.
Hard 6.5.
You're at least a 6.75.
Yeah, oh, thanks. Yeah. Thanks, Mahalia. And with like a little, with
at
like my personality.
You get a solid 10.
Oh, dude,
damn.
Like
so
a
that
12.
Makes me a 3.25.
Oh, Luke, you're a male goddess in that booth. Are you kidding me?
Jesus. I think more of like a cherub, but yeah.
Cherub. Oh, little baby face Luke. What a cutie.
Cupid.
Yeah,
Luke,
cutie the Cupid.
Warlow. Hello.
Guys. Yeah, cheers.
Oh, dear.
No, but look, I think girls, look, I don't know if girls settle.
Ah.
But they will definitely trust somebody more.
Yeah.
If they are a good person. You know
oh,
what
my
mean?
God.
If they think
yes.
They're a good person.
I honestly think this is, I reckon guys will then more so want the girl to be like super hot or they're more worried about them being the attractive thing, whereas girls will be like, he's not that attractive, but he's just such a good guy. I've said that before about guys.
Really?
I've been saying, yeah.
Oh.
And I know multiple girls that say that as well.
Do you think you're like settling at that point though? Does it feel like you're settling?
Yeah, because for me, attraction is important. But then I'm also have this thing where I'm like, oh, don't go on looks. Maybe the attraction will grow because he's a good guy. He's really lovely. He treats me really well. He's got a good job. He'd be a good provider. Whereas I don't think guys have that generally in them to think that. I think they're more thinking, yeah, I'm really fucking attracted to her and it's going well. Do you think? I don't know.
Yeah, of course. Sure, for sure. Like, look, dude, as a guy, you're always trying to hit home runs, right?
Yeah.
You're always trying to hit on tens, right? Trying to go with these fucking girls that look like female models, right? All the time. And literally, when you find that one girl that actually pays attention to your ugly ass, you're just like, yes, I'm in. Done.
Yeah.
Let's get married.
But then what if she's an absolute bitch or what if she's got these really annoying habits or what if she doesn't have a job? What if she's not a good family girl? What if?
I think when you're in your early 20s, that shit don't matter because if she's hot,
would you date her?
Baby.
I'm talking about females more so my age or like, you know, late 20s. Looking for a relationship. That's when they're like...
Well, funny that you should say that. We have a late 20-year-old right now. Luke, what do you...
Our little cupidity-lukity.
What is it that you're searching for in a girl? Like, what is looks a huge portion of what you're looking for?
Man, this is that's a big question, really. But
hope his girlfriend's listening.
Show us a picture.
No, I'll definitely admit that I think guys find looks quite important. It's one of the you know, higher reasons. However, like Mahalia, as you were saying, if they're a bitch or if they're just like really not in line with me as a person, if they don't get me or like appreciate my humor, et cetera, et cetera, that's 100% a deal breaker for me.
Yeah.
But initial attraction is a big initial point.
Yeah, exactly. Because look, when you're at the bar, when you're at the SB having a grand ass time on Saturday night, right? You're at the bar, you're looking for the hottest piece of ass that you can possibly cook up with as a dude.
Okay, yeah. I was regardless, about to say, I'm not.
Sure, well, not you. But look, you are still very well aware of like hot guys that are in the crowd.
Absolutely. But I generally try and stay away from them because they're always fucking assholes.
Exactly. Because
but then
you
I
know,
end up with them. Whoopsies. Did it again.
but you know through experience, it's like the hottest guy. Possibly not the greatest guy.
Yeah, I've dated a lot of good-looking guys, and I've said this before. It's not because I go for the hottest guy in the room. It's the alpha male, the cheekiness.
Really, Mahalia? The best-looking guy?
No, not the best-looking guy. Just good-looking guys.
Yeah.
And I've had people say to me, stop going for the good-looking guys. And I'm like, I'm not going for them. It's just how it happens. But the more I get to know these good-looking guys, when they're just not nice people, they're not interested in me, they never ask me anything, the more I'm just like, you're actually so ugly. Like,
for sure.
Yeah. So looks fade with shit personality.
Oh, no. I totally understand. Look, for guys, it's a guy settle for the winner of their own Survivor. You know what I mean?
Ooh,
like
look
all
out.
These chicks are.
And girls are playing their own Bachelor and they don't even know it.
Everybody's on their own version of their own Bachelor, Bachelorette show.
I'm doing reality TV. I've come so far. And first Neighbors, now this.
Tell me that's not true though. Like if you're like, not that you're not single anymore, but when you were single, you were playing the field. Not playing the field like seeing multiple guys on different days.
Yeah, I've never seen multiple guys.
But you can seriously have like one date with a guy on Tuesday and then have another date with him, with a completely different guy on Thursday.
Yeah, but if I really like Tuesday date guy.
Yeah. You might cancel on Thursday.
Yeah, probably wouldn't cancel because I'd be like, no, Mahalia, the other one might be good too. Go on. But if I was going to see Tuesday night again, then I wouldn't see Thursday night again.
Right, but that's because you are now a little bit older.
Excuse me? Excuse me.
Talk to me about when you were in your 20s. Tell me you weren't going on fucking dates left, right, and center.
Yeah, I did date a lot.
Yeah, that's what you do. Everybody does that.
Yeah, but I never played anyone and I've always been very honest and upfront. And if I don't like someone, I'd always send a message and just be like, oh, my ex-boyfriend's just come into the scene. I'm feeling very confused. It's not you, it's me. See you later. Don't text me.
That's
text
pretty
you.
Big of you. That's pretty big
well,
of you.
Well, that was a big fat lie. I just felt bad for people. My ex-boyfriend was never in the picture. He never came back. Where are you listening? I think he got married 2 weeks ago. Oh, my God.
I mean, look, you're not monogamish. You know what I mean?
Monogamish.
Yeah, monogamish.
Monogamish.
Monogamish. Monogamish is your you know, monogamy is like you're committed to your partner.
Yeah,
monogamish is like, well, you're committed to him or her, kind of.
Yeah, see, I've just never been like, I even when I've dated guys that like, it's just dating. I'm like, well, I can't see anyone else right now, even though we haven't even had a chat. He hasn't committed to me at all. And I don't even want to probably commit to him, but I just don't have that capacity to do it. I'm just not programmed that way.
Okay. When I was like in my late 20s, especially with one of my exes, I would always be pushing like, hey, what about a threesome? Like, what about a threesome? I would always be like, well, what about a sister wife? You know, like, why not? And
oh
tell me that.
God.
Yeah. Look, everything's off.
Sister wife.
I'm such a bad person. I'm trying to make up for it. I swear to you, I'm trying to make up for it.
That's why you're enjoying this misery, though, because you're like, I deserve this.
Yeah, no. Oh, 100%. 100%. You're exactly right.
Yeah.
You're exactly right. I am totally copying it for myself,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
No, but so, I mean, that's the thing. Like, in my early 20s, late 20s, I was all about, like, yeah, why not have to? Like, monogamy is not for everybody. Like, it can't be.
And when did that change for you?
Probably when I met this girl.
How long ago was that?
Because before I had met, I met her last winter, I'll say.
So it's only been a year that you've changed your ways.
No, but no. But prior to that, 2 years prior to that, I was in relationships mm-hmm. where I would tell the girl straight up, like, hey, you're not the only one. I'm actually seeing another person. Just, you know, we'd literally be on a date and just be like, hey, like, just to let you know, like, I have another commitment right now.
And coming what did up they at say eight. To that?
They were cool about it because I was so upfront, and some girls did not even believe me.
What?
Yeah, they didn't believe me because
you're so good at.
Tell me what dude is going to be completely honest with you, look you straight in the face, and say like, "Oh yeah, by the way, I'm going to go on another date with this other girl." Just
but
FYI.
You were seeing these two girls at the same time.
No, I would never see two girls at the same time. Oh. Date, yes, but as soon as like sex got involved, that's it. We're cutting everybody off, and I'm just focusing on one particular person.
Well, that's okay. It.
Yeah. That was okay,
that's
right?
That's fine.
Exactly.
So
but
what,
that's being monogamish because you're not really committing with that one person the whole time through. And when I met my last partner, I had been basically for about 2 months just solid. Like I'm really going to be picky about who I choose because I knew exactly what I was looking for. Okay. Like right now, I know exactly in my head exactly what I wanted.
Yeah.
Because I knew who I was.
Yeah.
Before, I couldn't tell you what I wanted because I had no idea who I was. You know what I mean?
Yeah. This is funny, actually. And it's a bit embarrassing to share in case my old mate guys.
Let's do it. We have a little bit of time. Let's go.
But at the start of this year, I just found in my notes section earlier today, I wrote a list of all the things that I wanted in a man, and it was like really specific. And I think it could have been actually because of you and you always saying picture them, but don't – what do you say, like actually picture – do you say picture what they look like or picture what they
picture
are?
Picture what it is that you want in a partner.
Yeah.
Right? And somebody will embody all of the main and important qualities you want in that person.
Yes.
Because you can tick somebody off really quick if they don't have, you know, one of those main big boxes that you need to make sure you have, you know?
Yep.
Yeah. And it has nothing to do with like salary or job or
no. It's just like their qualities.
Yeah, their qualities, right.
Yeah. So what was I saying? I don't even want to share this now, but basically
share it.
New guy ticks all the boxes. Kill me. Bye.
Oh yes.
So far.
I'm so happy
for
you.
If you're listening to this, I hate you. You're a loser.
Yeah. Keep going.
Nothing,
but
that's all. But what? No, there was no but. I was just saying.
You're really smitten.
I was saying that because you said you knew exactly what you're looking for.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what you got from her.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was only until finally I've known exactly what I want in a man and I'm not willing to settle for all this other shit that I've been putting up with for the last 10 years. And so I don't know whether that's why he's come along or I don't know what I'm saying. Kill me.
No. But this person came into your life because you saw all the qualities of in him that you wanted in a partner.
I don't know.
And it probably helps that he's a good looking dude too.
I never said that.
Is he ugly?
No, he's hot. Pretty hot.
Oh God, we could go.
I'm so embarrassed.
We can go forever with this shit.
No, we're stopping there. I'm not opening up any more about this because I'll probably be single next time or something.
What's his name?
I don't know.
Oh, you love him.
I do not love him.
You
I don't know
marry him.
I don't know him well enough yet. We are on trial. We're on a 12-week trial. We're 6 weeks in.
Oh my God. Ooh, I can't. Look, next time we get together, we're gonna ask Luke about his relationship.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, sorry guys, I got a wedding.
Is it your own? Oh my God, you love her. You want to be balls deep in the honeymoon with her.
I'm actually currently late for a wedding. I've got to go right now.
We're
going to
wrap this shit up anyway. I'm bored.
All right, that's it. That's it. We're closing the show.
Yeah,
we're done.
Bye.
Hey, when's our next show, Mahalia?
The grand final day,
grand final's off. Apparently, Luke has fucking work to do that day.
Oh, he's
I have
worry.
A wedding.
Luke,
no,
I love you.
I don't have
so
a wedding.
But it is grand final day.
It is grand. Look, grand final day is probably not our next show on Saturday, that Saturday of, but maybe we're going to try to fix it in during that week or weekend.
Maybe on the Friday.
Yes.
I'm actually so glad because Luke, it's grand
Friday.
Final day, and that's when you go get the most dick. Am I right? Just kidding, if you're listening,
shit.
New boy.
Mahalia loves dick. Get the dick.
Don't tell mom and dad.
Yeah, let's go
for
the Friday.
Your daddy.
Let's go for the Friday.
Yeah, cool.
All right, we're going to shoot for
Friday the
27th.
4 days before my birthday.
Is your birthday like
October
right around the
first?
Corner? No,
I'm going to be 35.
Way.
It's a big one, guys.
Holy shit.
How do I feel? Bloody great.
Yay. So that'll be our next show. We don't have a real real big announcement other than the fact that we are going to have a little guest on our hands, though.
Who are we having? Caitlin. Is it Caitlin? Tell me it's Caitlin.
Who's Caitlin?
Is it not Caitlin?
Caitlin
our
who?
Little
Caitlin.
No, I'm just fucking with you. Yes.
Yes, Caitlin's back.
Caitlin's back from her vacation.
Oh, I'm so glad not to have to look at her stupid Instagram stories anymore. We get it. You're overseas. I'm jealous.
Yeah, she was fucking gone for like 2 months.
Two years.
The fuck goes away for 2 months
Grow
in Europe?
Up, right?
She went to like Croatia. She's going in Yacht Week. I mean,
oh, my Lord.
Caitlin Robertson, everybody. We're going to have her in studio next week. I'm so excited.
She's a little
for that.
Influencer if you don't know who she is. No, she you wouldn't is. Know who she is because the episode we did with her was all kaput, so we never got to hear from her.
But I'll make sure we spam her. We spam her inbox and we spam the stories.
Well, remember before she left, she was seeing a guy, so we need to drill her on that. Ooh. Unless they've broken up. Sorry.
Ooh, maybe they did. Ooh, maybe they
maybe
didn't.
Maybe they're married. Maybe she's pregnant. That's the announcement.
Maybe she's monogamous. Maybe she's monogamous. What do you think?
I have no bloody idea.
Well, that is it for us. Oh, my God. Thank you so much for joining us, Mahalia.
Woo! Thank you for joining me.
Luke.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, boy.
We love
Get
you.
Get off to that wedding.
We're out.